The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Summer! By golly, it's here! How about that? It happened, right? Smack dab over the weekend, it became summer. And
you knew it was going to happen.
And it no sooner becomes summer than every day starts getting a little bit shorter. Isn't that cruel?
That's the downside of it.
Yeah.
I want to stay light later. And that's the neat thing about living in western North Dakota. You're at the end of the time zone.
That's right.
So you still see some daylight at like 11 p.m. It's awesome.
Beautiful night last night.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, the sky just lit up beautifully. Hello, folks. Welcome to the program, What's on Your Mind? My name is Scott Hennen, and this fellow next to me is Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
And we're ready to chat here today on the program. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550. We have a full hour to take your calls on any and all topics in this first hour. Next hour, Ron Ness is going to be here, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And a lot of things to cover with Ron, but one of the things I appreciate, he joins us a couple of times a month and just takes questions on any and all topics. Ron represents, as president and CEO, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, so they have a few hundred members that are oil and gas companies, folks doing oil and gas work in North Dakota. Really anything about, where the industry is going, what's happening, impacts, you name it. Anything on your mind, certainly welcome Ron Ness joining us next hour for any and all questions. Obviously, we talked last week about the historic significance of crossing that 1 million per day, million barrel per day threshold that happened officially announced last week, and of course Wednesday, the commemoration of that with a million barrel thanks, a million barrels, million thanks event happening in Tioga. So we talked to Kathy Nessert about that on Friday last week, and we'll talk with Ron a little bit about that too. The North Dakota Petroleum Council hosting that, so that's next hour. Look forward to that. Here's a story that is getting some national attention today, and that is down in South Dakota over the weekend. They had their Republican Party convention gather, and they passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of the President of the United States. So this is garnering some national attention. If you're from North Dakota or Montana or Minnesota, what do you think of our neighbor in South Dakota? Republicans gathered there passing this resolution. If you're from South Dakota, or if you happen to be there, by the way, it wasn't a slam dunk. I think the vote was 191-176. Not exactly overwhelming support, but 191-176, and lots of debate about whether it was the right thing to do. But here's what it says. Therefore, be it resolved, the South Dakota Party calls on our U.S. representatives to initiate impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States. Says Obama's violated his oath of office in numerous ways, specifically cites the release of the five Taliban combatants in a trade for the captive U.S. soldier, Bo Bergdahl, specifically mentions Barack Obama's statement that people could keep insurance companies as part of the Affordable Care Act debate, and also recent EPA regulations on power plants, which is certainly hitting home here in North Dakota. So specifically mentioning those things and saying it's time. This has come up from time to time. What I think is unique here is here's a Midwestern state sort of taking a plunge and going there. They acknowledge this is symbolical. All right. So obviously they're not thinking this is going to lead to some groundswell and folks are going to be doing it. But, the sponsor, a fellow by the name of Alan Unruh, who's a chiropractor down in Sioux Falls, sponsors the resolution, said, quote, "I've got a thick book on impeachable offenses of the president," and called on South Dakota to send a symbolic message that liberty shall be the law of the land. So, is this the right decision by the South Dakota Republican Party? Is this a fool's errand? I, too, believe like they do. If we went through chapter and verse of none of these things that they're raising, we could spend some time in a legal proceeding, which impeachment really is. You have basically a trial and go through the evidence, where you could, in my view, do the country some good on, what can a president do? Can he just say he's going to, take his pen and bypass Congress? And we're seeing a lot of that now. We're seeing a lot of examples of where the president didn't get his way with Congress, so he's trying to do it by executive order. I'd love for that to be tested, so the lines are very clear for future presidents. On the other hand, I also happen to believe we have a much bigger problem than Barack Obama as president, for those of you that that agree that his policies are bad. And that is, he was elected twice. Right? So,
last I checked.
In other words, there are more people that agree with this president, or at least did twice in elections. And to me, they ought to be our focus. We, you know, and that's not something you're going to fix with the, I think what impeachment would do is it would give the media an opportunity to make that the story. You'd get away from, you know, investigations that are ongoing on a number of these things, which can be done in Congress. And by the way, Kristi Noem, the lone House of Representatives member from South Dakota, like Kevin Cramer, she's the one and only in South Dakota.
Right. Yeah.
This resolution is saying, hey, it's you take the ball and run with it, Kristi. Okay.
No.
And she has said
one person against the rest of the House.
I mean, that's what the resolution is calling for her to lead the charge. She's in a statement from her office. They said the congresswoman currently believes the best way for Congress to hold the president accountable is to continue aggressive committee oversight and investigations into the administration's actions, like the ongoing VA scandal, the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS, Benghazi, and the recent Taliban prisoner
exchange. Do we take the focus off of more important issues and make that the big blanketed issue, and then all of a sudden, how much other stuff is going to get swept under the rug we don't even know about now?
Yeah, and I understand the sentiment behind this. I'm just saying, imagine the circus it would create. I think you have a, for one, the administration is on the home stretch. You know, the polls suggest they're going to be less and less effective all the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'd rather prepare for the future than try and fight out the next 2 years.
Yeah, the second half of a second presidency, a second term of the presidency, how much actually ends up getting done?
And by the way, the Republicans now control the House. So if they were able to convince the majority of members to go ahead with proceedings, and if they got it done, guess what happens? The Senate has to rule on the validity of the charges, right? Which is controlled by who?
Yeah, exactly.
Harry Reid and the Democrats.
Point. That's the point. So good luck on that one. That's why I just don't see that gaining any traction.
Exactly. Now, the argument, again, is principle. And do you go on the principle of this? So that's why we ask whether you agree or disagree with the South Dakota Republican Party this weekend. It's kind of the big political story of the weekend that happened in the manner it did. That's one thing on my mind, and I'd be curious if it's on yours. You can tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bismarck Tribune lead editorial today, Todd. Something else that South and North Dakota are leading, and that is the amount of teenagers texting while driving.
Yeah.
Some new surveys out about the studies how teens are drinking less but texting more, and that teen texting is highest in the Dakotas. So parents.
Actually, I had that story on middle of last week, and South Dakota was the worst, North Dakota the next worst.
I have a question for parents in our audience. Do you worry more about the merits of this particular study that teens are texting more? By the way, there's a lot of good news here. Teenagers are drinking less, smoking less, fighting less. You know, basically, teenagers today are making healthier choices than teenagers did 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right? But they are texting and driving, which is obviously dangerous. I worry less about texting and driving because, to me, that's just something that, as a parent, by the way, we have two teenage drivers in our house now. Because to me, that's a parent's job to say you don't text and drive, and I
cut that phone off if you have to.
Right. And I think our kids are susceptible to that message, much so when I even go within an arm's length of my phone and I'm driving, they freak out. Right. So it's back at you. I think the bigger problem here is texting in general with teens. And the whole texting and social media mentality where, when I was growing up, in the hallways at school, we talked to each other at the locker.
Yeah.
Right? After school, you get together and you talk to each other. They don't talk to each other anymore.
But it's not just kids. I had the PBR guys in here doing an interview, and we got to a break, and every single one of those guys We're talking professional bull riders tour. Every single one of those guys grabs their phone as soon as we hit the break. I'm like, really? That's everybody now.
It's become I think it's one of our great social ills right now in this country. I really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, to the extent that teens are more wired in on this, you know, how are they going to, you know?
Well, we certainly can't have them doing it behind the wheel. Not just teens. That's everybody. But.
Yeah, I just think
watch it with teens because the Dakotas are the top two states worst for doing it.
I think it's a smaller problem than the overall, you know, what's this doing to you know, people interacting with each other, for crying out loud. So, anyway, maybe I'm a little too chicken little sky is falling in that regard, but I'd throw that out.
Just reading the survey, that was the survey.
Yeah, so anyway.
Can't help that.
Two things on my mind, and the great news, we have the rest of the hour to find out what's on your mind today on those topics or any others. So here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Have at it, folks. 701-258-0550. We're going to go to Cathay, North Dakota. First up to Gary when we come back after the break. First call of the day on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does every single day to the tune of $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs. Double that number, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and energy security for the United States of America. North Dakota Oil can NorthDakotaFarmBureau.com. Great resource. Lots of information to find out more. Check it out. Next hour, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, on any and all questions or comments on topics related to the oil and gas industry and the North Dakota oil boom, oil and gas boom, now producing 1 million barrels every single day. So look forward to your calls and questions for Ron coming up next hour. Stay tuned for that. All right, let's get to the phones on What's on Your Mind today. Gary, Cathay, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Scott. How you been?
Great, sir. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I haven't called you for a while. Say, Scott, I heard something on the news yesterday morning. I was out moving bees. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now. And anyway, it seems our Democrat friends in the Senate, United States Senate, are wanting to raise federal fuel taxes by 12 cents a gallon. Well, I did a little figure as I'm driving down the road here. I've been going over things in my head, and it figures about $8,000 to $10,000 a year it will cost my little business. And you know, this is a great time when the economy is really so very fragile to throw another big inflationary factor into it. It's just typical of these people. But the point is this: I want to get the word out to everybody, because it affects everybody, because anything we buy, groceries, parts, everything and anything, I can't think of anything that a truck doesn't transport. And people need to be calling our senators, calling Congressman Kramer, and really raising a ruckus over this and saying, no way, we don't want this, we can't afford it. And so that's the point of my call. And I don't know if you'd heard anything about this yet or not.
Yes, it's actually been out since the middle of last week, I guess, is when the when this, and they call it a bipartisan Senate proposal, because Bob Corker, a Republican from Tennessee, has endorsed it. But yeah, it obviously, so there are some Republicans on board with this as well. It's an 18.4 cent federal tax now. It hasn't been touched since 1993. And so they'd increase the tax by 6 cents in each of the next 2 years, and they also want the rate indexed for inflation so they could keep raising it.
Yeah, keep raising. See, the goal is this: they want us to be like the European countries and many of the South American countries, like South Africa, where 75%. In South Africa, for example, 75% of the cost of gasoline and diesel is taxed. They're paying like $8 a gallon for tax for gasoline in South Africa right now, is last I heard. And this is what their real goal is. Grover Norquist made a point on the news yesterday that they've been siphoning funds out of the Federal Highway Trust Fund and siphoning them off for rapid rail and subways and metros, things like this. They have
sure.
No business touching.
And then they talk about our infrastructure crumbling, and so we need it. Well, if you would spend the fund for what it was supposed to be used for, you wouldn't have the they created the problem.
And need I remind everybody that Obama and his great stimulus, they siphoned off $800 billion that was supposed to go for bridges and highways, and not a single bridge or highway was repaired. As I predicted at the time, they figured out a way to steal just about every penny of it, which, as we now know, they siphoned it off to all the various unions and were building things like city parks and sidewalks for schools and all kinds of anything but what it was supposed to go for.
So Gary's raising an important question here that's also been in the news, and that is whether or not you'd go for this hike in the tax to support more infrastructure. That's where they're saying is going. Gary, appreciate the call, and also very much agree with your very first point on why you oppose this, what it would mean directly for your business. And that's where we never see the math. What does this mean? What would the impact be? And by the way, you're going to pay for this somehow. This isn't just going to be absorbed. You hike the federal tax and everything costs more because it costs more to get it where it's going. Appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you. Let's go to Rapid City, South Dakota, talk with Kenny. Hello, Kenny. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was at that convention as a delegate. Let's not be too critical of these people for what they did here. Sure, it's going to be probably a meaningless effort, but how else are they supposed to express themselves? This is a very conservative country. These people are very upset with what this president is doing, and the best that they can do is peacefully send a message. That's all that's taking place here. So let's not be too critical of them. They're doing the right thing.
Did you think we were being critical, Kenny?
I thought you were leading that way because of that it would be futile for Kristi Noem to lead a charge to impeach Obama. That's just not going to happen. But on the other hand, these people get together once every 2 years, and this is their only opportunity to really send a message here and at the ballot box. And the
in other words, if the goal there is to say, look, Obama's bad and we're saying it, that's one thing. If the goal is ultimately we want the House to take this up, I guess that's where my criticism lays. I just don't see a path to actually getting it done. But I think what you're saying is that's not necessarily what we're looking for. We're trying to send a message here that somebody's got to stand up against this guy. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. And the bottom line is this. The best way to stand up for him now is for the Republicans to take over the Senate. That's the bottom line. But sure. Don't be too critical. I mean, these people don't have much opportunity to express themselves, and this is one way they can do it.
Well, one of the reasons we're taking notice is this took place in South Dakota. This is right here. So this is that's why we're talking about it, Kenny. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Aberdeen, yep. South Dakota. And Ian, we got about a minute for you. Ian, quickly go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think it's a good idea that they did the proceedings to impeach the president, but I think they need to go a little bit further, too, with some people in Congress and the Senate as well.
All right. Who'd be on your list?
Probably Harry Reid and some others. I'm driving, so I'm not really thinking too good. But my daughter said she's 13, and she said that somewhere there's a deal of two-thirds of the governors in the states decide to overthrow the government, they can do that. So maybe more people need to be like South Dakota and actually get involved.
Appreciate that very much, Ian. Thank you for the call. Ian says, don't stop at the president. You got to get rid of other folks that have been part of the problem as well. I would argue you go back to folks that especially in the national front. Again, is Obama the problem, or is it a majority of Americans have elected him twice? What's the bigger problem in your view? And maybe once, a little hysteria over the glass, ceiling being shattered and, good soaring rhetoric that sucked enough folks in, but didn't happen just once. It happened twice. So what do you make of South Dakota's decision? A couple of viewpoints in support of it. You agree with it? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Does teens texting concern you? Not only driving, just in general. Another story we've talked about, and Gary added another one. A federal fuel tax. Good idea to fix infrastructure. Let us know what you think and what's on your mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Number is 800-228-0550. Open phone time till the top of the hour for you to tell us what's on your mind. We shared with you the news that the South Dakota Republican Party over the weekend had its convention, passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of Barack Obama. Want to know whether you agree or disagree with that decision. So far, two calls from South Dakota agreeing with that. Gary from Cathay called to talk about the new proposal. Bipartisan proposal for an increase in the federal fuels tax. An increase hasn't been up since 1993. What do you think? Let us know on that. I bet you'd love to pay more at the pump, wouldn't you? Come on.
Oh,
you
sure.
Know you would. You know you would. Yeah, exactly. Especially folks in Bismarck who have Fargo-itis when it comes to the price of gas.
Yeah, I was down in Enderlin with the in-laws, and I paid 32 cents less a gallon there. I felt like I won the lottery. Not like having those trips pay for themselves.
Wow. And, of course, the other issue is the texting question. Picked up on an editorial in today's Bismarck Tribune, concerned by the fact that while 92% of survey respondents say these are teens now, they wear their seatbelts. 41% are taking their eyes from the road to text. So they get the seatbelt thing, but they don't get the texting thing. North Dakota stats, 59% say they've texted or emailed while driving the past month. South Dakota, 61%. Question. You worry more about kids texting and driving or just texting in general, sort of opting out on that? Those are the questions we pose today, and welcome your calls at 800.
Hi, good morning.
228-0550, 800. I'm sorry, we have a call waiting.
Stop pointing.
Oh, I always point, don't I?
I know, you
I talk
point.
With my hands.
See, when you point, I play.
I was going to say the numbers, and then...
When you point, I play, and you shut up. Oh. That's not...
Putting my hands under the table now. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a couple of calls that came in on the... On the South Dakota Republican Party work over the weekend.
Hi, good morning. This is Dave calling from Minot. Just wanted to put a word in favor of what the South Dakota Republican Party did. I believe what they did was their duty. They're calling on Congress to do their duty, and I think it was a courageous resolution to pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. From Minot, here's another.
Don't have another yet.
Isn't there another? Oh, you don't have it yet. Okay. Let's go to Karen in North Fargo here. Karen in North Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
A teenager who's only been driving on highways for a year or two just doesn't have the experience than an adult who's been driving at least 5 or 10 years does. Of course, if they text, they all kill people.
Well, yeah, obviously not. They can, right? I mean, that's, but you can reach for a quarter on the floor, you know, move your pot. There's a lot of reasons that you could ultimately do that. I agree with you there. But here's my question, Karen. Should we worry more about just the mentality of teens today and the sheer volume of interacting, not only in texting, but just social media in general? Or do you think texting and driving is the big problem, as the survey suggests?
Well, I don't really like all this obsession with computers, but when you get to teens and texting while driving, then you got a really big problem.
Why?
Because it's bad enough. Let's say you, who have like decades of driving experience, if you ever texted, that would be bad enough. But if you get a teenager who's only been driving for a year or two, they don't have as much experience, and their brains aren't as well developed.
I got it. So you and I could pull it off better than a
youngster. I didn't think it was a good idea for you either, but I'm saying they're worse if they text.
Right. Again, maybe I'm not making any sense here, but I just think it's, you know, as a parent, you tell your kids don't text and drive, right? And you do everything in your power to tell them, just like you tell them every other, you know, look both ways before you cross the road, every other thing. It's a, you know, it's a teaching moment, and you've got to teach them to do it. And obviously with the amount of texting going on, I think you got to deal with it. And the stats suggest we're worse here than other places. I don't know why, but we are. So parents, pay more attention to it, right? But I don't think it's as big a problem, I'm concerned about their safety behind the wheel, but that requires all kinds of conversations and teaching and learning. I think the bigger issue for society is not texting and driving. It's kids with their heads buried in phones, period. Whether they're at the dinner table, whether they're, you know, at school, whatever. I think that's the bigger issue. Am I right or am I wrong?
I agree that it's a big problem. But there still is a huge difference between that teenager driving and you driving.
I agree with you there. No question. So if we're back on that one, that's why teens texting and driving is a bigger problem than Todd and Scott texting and driving. I got you. Karen, thanks. 800-228-0550.
Your call has ended.
Your call has ended, Karen.
There you go again.
There you go.
by the way, I was accused...
Yes.
Of tractoring and texting on the tractor truck.
Well,
but what I was doing, actually, because I did have my phone in my hand,
right,
was talking on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because
texting and driving just as dangerous at 5 miles an hour?
I don't think so. But I do tend to talk with my hands, as you well know. Right?
So I'm discovering.
They're always waving all over the place, so I didn't even realize I was doing this. But while I was on the tractor, my hands were going.
If you could flap your arms and fly, Scott, you'd be in midair right now.
And I had a phone in my hand and my headphones on because we were doing a radio show.
Yeah.
So a fellow behind me sees this and thinks I'm texting and driving. And so he goes up to my son, who he doesn't know is my son, and says, "This guy's crazy. He's on his tractor, on his phone." He didn't know I was doing a radio show. So Alex got a kick out of that. Here's another call.
Well, next time we'll get you a whole bunch of signage. I'm not texting and driving. I'm on What's On Your Mind.
Exactly right. Here's another call that came
out.
On
the impeachment of the president, that'd be first in line. If they wanted to do that, I'd back them. I think a lot of people would. Thank you.
All right. Well, survey says most people agree with what South Dakota is doing so far. And you know, I give South Dakota points on principle, without question. And they are calling it symbolic, so they don't think this is actually going to happen. But they're fed up, and they're wanting to do something about it. I get the frustration, so I applaud them on that. My question is, given the political landscape as it exists today, Senate controlled by Democrats, White House controlled by the president, the chances for success for impeachment. In other words, a vote in the House, then the Senate ultimately voting on it, obviously not there. Is that how we want to spend the next 2 years? Would that be the best use of capital from conservatives?
Exactly.
To go into
I
don't think it would be. I think it's educate the American public issue by issue. IRS scandal. We lost the emails.
Really?
Yeah.
And now every single one of those companies that backs up your data is going to be out there going, don't let this happen to you.
The terrorist swap, the VA scandal. I mean, just go down the list. Benghazi, whatever it is, issue by issue, I think it's better off to go down that path than another. That's just, and again, the one guy said, don't be so critical of him. Well, I'm only talking about what the potential outcome is. In other words, in his chances for success. If the move in South Dakota is to say, we want to send a message, they've done it. We're talking about it today. We're talking about, some activity undertaken by our neighboring state. And I've said what I've said before, that I just don't think a lot of energy and attention ought to go into impeachment, by members of Congress, for instance, because I don't believe ultimately they could cross the finish line. And if you can't cross the finish line, why do you undertake it? And sometimes folks in the audience take exception to that. So now that South Dakota's brought us back into that issue, we're going to talk a little bit about it today and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on it. Folks on Facebook seem to like the idea, Todd. Robert says, agree. Worst ever, most corrupt ever. Lies and lies. And by the way, take the Attorney General Holder with him. Does anybody think the IRS oops was actually an oops? Just happened to lose their emails?
All I know is if it happens to us, it's not just a slap on the wrist if you don't have your data.
Kathleen says, ship of fools. The Department of Health and Human Services and GSA had plans to ship illegal minors to the abandoned Niagara Resort in Grand Island, New York. One problem, the upscale hotel is in full operation and booked for the entire summer.
Whoops.
Sherry says, the Kathleen, I'd hardly call those plans. All right, back to the phones here. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I agree with South Dakota, but like you said, it would tie the time up. See, when Nixon resigned, we had some very patriotic Republican senators that went to him and said, look, the gig is up. See, we don't have them in the Democratic Party. Now, anybody that really cared about this country on the Democratic side would understand the ineptness and over how far this man is in over his head and how he's lost confidence. Nobody has any confidence in him. And Harry Reid, but those statesmen do not exist anymore. That's a shame, because the country's is gonna suffer for it. There's no question about it. But we voted them in, and the majority voted them in. So it speaks very ill of the mentality of the voter. But what do I say?
Let me pose a question. Let me pose a question that came from a listener that maybe you're better equipped to answer than I am. You described the fact that President Obama was elected twice as a problem. That is, twice and with a majority. Last time that was done, Eisenhower, says the emailer.
Is that accurate? What about Nixon?
I don't remember the percentage. He's talking about with a majority.
I think the governor only took one or two, two or three states. He didn't win very many states.
Yeah. I think what
about
the
Reagan?
Yeah, because I think you and I agree that the bigger issue is the fact that Barack Obama was reelected despite a very shaky record in the economy and a lot of other.
Oh yeah,
things,
right? It baffles me beyond baffling, but also part of the bigger problem Obama is Harry Reid. Harry Reid is almost every bit as much of a problem as Barack Obama. No question about it.
And I believe our energy and efforts, if we agree, like folks in South Dakota do, that, hey, there's a laundry list of things that have sent the country down in the wrong direction, disregard of the Constitution, then you educate folks so that they think differently next time they go to the polls. Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate courses. Correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roll-Tec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RollTecElectric.com. RollTecElectric.com. RollTecElectric.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers. Boy, it's been a wet spring everywhere, and that's why growers love Apache sprayers. They have that light footprint. That's right. When others are on the sidelines, growers with Apache sprayers, they're in the fields. They are. That light footprint makes a big, big difference. And by the way, they also now have the world's largest source of ag application parts at your ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, which means they have 50,000 different parts, not only for Apache sprayers, all models. And it's as simple as a stop at High Plains Apache or a call. And if they don't have it in one of the 50,000, they'll ship it to your door in no time. They're in Mandan on Eastside Court. Call them at 663-2375. They're in Fargo, too, or online at highplainsapache.com. Jim Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us on this Monday what you're thinking, Jim.
Hello there. Yeah, I thought I'd just switch gears just here a little bit. The question I had was, see what other people would think, is that I had to go to court for child custody. And my child, he was just a couple of weeks from turning 14. But when we went there, he requested to be with the father. But it came back saying he wasn't mature enough to make that decision yet. But with all the stuff going on, you know, in this time now with kids getting that kind of age, I think they're starting to get mature enough to make decisions like that. So I thought I was just wondering what other people were thinking, that nope, he wasn't mature enough, or yes, he was mature enough, and the judge didn't know really what he was thinking when he had made the decision. So I thought I was just kind of curious to see what people would think.
Yeah, it's totally up to the judge, isn't it, Jim?
It is, but I thought the at a certain age, the child, when he went there, he would request demands for wanting to either be with the mother or the father. And he made it very clear within the courts that, you know, he didn't want to be there. He wanted to be with his father, but they came back and just basically said, you know, he's not mature enough to make that kind of decision at all.
Right, and I would think it would be different for every child. Did he actually, you know, talk to the child and have experts talk to the child? Well, how did he gather his information?
Yeah, the child was actually on the stand, and he actually, you know, flat out kind of said, you know, look, I don't want to be with, you know, I care for both the parents, but I want to be better with my dad. It's better to be with him than with the other parent. And he had a whole plan what he wanted to do with his, when he was at the house, and where he wanted to get his job and where he wanted to work and everything else. So he had a plan and a schedule all out and everything. But yet they still came back and said, hey, you're not mature enough to be able to make that decision yet. And I'm just wondering, at 14, you know, he's only 4 years away from being 18. A couple more years, he's going to be dry and he's going to start becoming a sophomore here. So
you're suggesting the judge blew it and that this 14-year-old did have the correct amount of information to be able to make a decision on his own.
I believe so, because he's actually been able to get himself a part-time job, be able to buy himself things, you know, has responsibilities. You know, he's getting A's and B's in schools and everything, and he's showing a maturity level in it. But they just came back and said, nope, he's just not mature enough to be able to make that decision. I'm just wondering, how old does a child have to be before before someone will say it's a teenager is mature enough to be able to make some decisions?
Yeah, and again, I think one 14-year-old maybe, the next one might not be. That's why you have a judge. But appreciate your call, Jim. We'll see if any others want to weigh in on your question for him. Irv in Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Irv.
Yes, I was just calling about the impeachment thing from South Dakota. And I disagree with you a little bit here. You say, you know, don't start something if you can't cross the finish line. But I think back in our American history, and we don't have to go back that far. If we go back just to 1962 when John Kennedy stood and said, we choose to do these things not because they're easy, but because they're difficult. The technology didn't even exist to land on the moon on that day. But yet within 7 years, we had astronauts, American astronauts, standing on the moon. You know, if Charles Lindbergh, you know, he didn't know he was going to cross that finish line, but he took off anyway from a rain-soaked runway that morning to head for France. And I think if you look back in a lot of American history, especially going all the way back to the Revolutionary War, the folks who fought that, the folks who took the lead in that, put their lives directly on the line, you know, they didn't know what the finish line was going to be.
Yeah, no, Irv, there's a part of me that totally gets what you're saying there and says that, you know, just stand on principle. I guess what I'm doing is agreeing in sentiment that the country's going on the wrong track and these guys are right, and just saying politically, would it help or hurt the ultimate cause? And, you know, I'm not so sure, even though I get what you're saying on principle. And they're basically saying that that's what this is about. That's the argument they're making. That's why they're doing this. It's symbolic. They don't think it actually can happen. that I applaud him. I'm just trying to be practical and saying, is that the best use? In other words, the second that happened, if South Dakota passes a resolution, House members say we do it, it's going down the path, that's all the media is going to talk about, rather than, you know, specific cases of where wrongdoing has been done, and it becomes a bit of a media circus. So in the environment, but I'm not flippant about the fact that these folks are standing on principle, and as you say in other examples, regardless of whether the ultimate outcome was doable or not, people were swinging for the fences, dreaming, right? So I hear you. And obviously, most folks agree with you that have talked about this issue this hour. Thanks, sir. Appreciate the call. Five before the top of the hour, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on any and all issues related to the oil and gas industry joining us next. Takes your calls at 800-228-0550. Don't go away, friends.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a home come try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle, Cenex, and Stanley on the truck bypass.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.